My name is Jenna Caterino. I am 15 years old. Today is December 11th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Tyler Caterino, who is my brother, and we are recording this interview in Stanton, Michigan, but he currently lives in Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, why did you enlist in the Army?
I enlisted in the Army to get to help people and keep it safe from bad guys.
What do you exactly do in the Army?
I am a horizontal engineer, which is a heavy equipment operator. So we build roads and do disaster relief in the Pacific.
What do you plan on doing after you're done in the Army?
Moving back to Michigan, completing the Michigan State Trooper Academy and becoming a Michigan State Trooper.
How did you get in the Army with your deathly bee allergy?
I lied. I told them that it wasn't as bad as it was.
And how did that finally come out?
While I was in advanced individual training, I told them that I was allergic, so then that way I could get EpiPens, so if I were to get stung by a bee, I didn't die.
Nice. What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to go anywhere on the island and go spearfishing. And I like to play video games and hang out with my friends.
What's your experience been on the island?
Experience has been, it's been pretty good. There's a lot of traffic and it's a lot different than Michigan. It's not cold here ever, so.
Are the people nice or do they kind of hate you?
Local Hawaiians do not like military people.
Why?
Because they believe that by taking this island as a United States state, we modernized the islands and have been taking away from their culture as a whole.
What's your favorite memory growing up in the Caterino household?
It would either be all the summer vacations that we got to not be in school and go fishing and swimming, or the first buck I ever shot.
What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, like, as a person, would be, like, not doing something productive or good with my life. And then, like, everyday stuff is definitely heights. I do not like heights.
Oh, me either. Runs in the family. Do you regret anything this far in your life?
I regret not completing the Fire Academy fully.
Would you complete it if you went back?
If I went back in time?
Yeah.
Yes, I would definitely complete it.
When did you know that Abigail was the one you wanted to marry?
The real question is how did you find out about that?
I have my ways.
Well, the real answer is going to be that that's not going to be said again until after she comes out here.
Oh, that I already it. Know that. Anyway, spill the tea.
What?
Spill the tea.
I still didn't hear you, but okay. No, I'm not spilling no tea. I already spilled Powerade.
I don't have any... Okay. If you could, would you like to meet your biological mom?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
That's true. That's a good one.
Give birth to me, so...
Yeah, that's true. Do you miss anybody from high school?
No. I miss no one from high school.
Not even your teachers?
Maybe miss them outside of school, but I miss the people that they were, but not necessarily school or anything. But like friends and stuff, no.
Not part of your life anymore.
Thank God.
How many people do you think you've met just with, like, the army and stuff?
Probably close to, like, 300 or 400.
Oh, Jesus. And you're, like, still friends with them, like, mostly?
Yeah, because the army is, I don't know, it's kind of like a big family. Like, you all go through the same stuff together, so...
Yeah. You kind of know what each other's going through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't like someone, you still have that mutual respect for them.
Yeah, gotcha. Do you remember when you were, like, a kid and, like, you're always sick and stuff?
No, I do not remember any of that.
If you could, would you have played football in high school?
Yes and no. Would I like to go back and play football? Yes, but I'm also very happy with the fact that by not playing, I was able to focus on other things that put me in a far better position, like my EMT certification and the fire department, things like that.
Gotcha.
Especially freshman year to play football, so.
Yeah, that would have been a struggle. You would have been a bench warmer.
Yep.
Are you going on any deployments or, like, missions anytime soon?
So I can't give exact dates out because of security reasons, but yeah. Sometime in the first, like, the beginning of the year, I will be going to some islands in the Pacific that were hit with a Category 5 typhoon, and we'll be doing disaster relief along with sustainability and survivability. So that's like building shelters, building homes, purifying their water, recovering like they're missing or deceased individuals on their island.
So how long are you going there or staying there?
As of right now, we're not sure, but it's looking like right around a month and a half.
That's cool. Do you guys like fly there or are you going on like ships? Or are you, like, not allowed to say?
So, it's a little bit of both, but we're just not really allowed to say in what order, what, or where we'll be traveling to and from.
Yeah, I gotcha. What's one of your favorite, okay, that's not me, like, most memorable stories that you have, either from, like, EMT or, like, in the military?
So when I was in EMT, we had a lot of car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the most memorable would be the first ever, the first ever car accident I went on by myself as rescued.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to, assess the scene for 7 patients and render them care was probably one of the most memorable.
Do you have any most memorable, since you've been in the Army? In that whole...
Probably doing all the missions that we did for JRTC when we went down to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And we trained with the Marines and the Navy on how a big fighting force would fight together to be able to survive on their own and then counteract the enemy's ability to survive.
Okay.